Parak Zion, Mishnah Beis. Mosh nimtzu lefnei sochrei behema. If money was found before the sochrei behema, the animal merchants, the folks that would sell the animals for karbanos in the marketplace in Yerushalayim. So this money, la'ola ma'aser, we always assume it's going to have the law of ma'aser shemi on it. Not just if you found it during the times when the yidin would be ola regal that come up to Yerushalayim on the high holidays to bring their karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash, but rather even if you found it, you know, during the year in general. And the reason is because these Oli Regalim, these people who would come up for the high holidays to bring their karbanos, so if they had Ma'aser Sheni produce, they wouldn't schlep, you know, all the produce, they just redeem it onto coins and bring the coins, right? Now normally, they would take these coins and buy fruit with it over there and eat that fruit, B'kedushas Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim. Or the real purpose actually is to take this money and buy with it karbanos. So let's just say even if they bought fruit with it and they ate in Yerushalayim, or they bought karbanos, which is the main thing you're supposed to do with it. So the leftover money, they would have a lot of this money, the leftovers, so they would give it to their friends and to their relatives in Yerushalayim. And then the relatives would go ahead and buy behemoth as a karban shlamim. So now what happens is that most of the animals that are being acquired in Yerushalayim, even throughout the entire year, are going to be acquired with this money, because the people are leaving over the money there. So therefore, we assume that the money that was found in front of the animal merchants is money from Ma'aser Sheni, even if it was throughout the entire year, and we assume that it fell from the buyers, right? Not the seller, the buyer, and therefore, if you found it, it has the Kedusha of Ma'aser Sheni. And we don't say that maybe it fell from the seller, right, and the money already became chul and already became non-sacred, because there's more buyers than sellers, and we always go after rov. We always go after the majority. But what about Bahar Abayas? So you found money in the Har Abayas. So if you found it in the Har Abayas, chulin, we assume it's non-sacred. Even if you found it during the regal, during the Yom Tovim, where most of the money that's coming, shrov hamos shibnei Adam Hamabam Sham Hin Shalai Sheni, most of the money that people are bringing there on Yom Tov to Har Abayas is Ma'aser Sheni. Still, nevertheless, the money that you found is chul and it's non-sacred, because we go after most of the year now. And you found it on, and even if you found it during the Yom Tovim, we go after the Rov Hashanah most of the year. But in Omrim, we say that it didn't fall during the regal, didn't fall during the Yom Tov, and therefore fell before Yom Tov. And even if you found it on Yom Tov, we go after most of the year, and therefore it's non-sacred, it's chulin. And maybe you'll ask, maybe it came from the Trumas of Lishka, came from the chamber where the shkalim were kept, and it fell from the treasurer's hand. So we say, no, we're not concerned for that, because it's a chazaka that a treasurer will not take money out of the chamber until he removes its kedusha and puts it on animals that will buy for karbanos. So therefore, if you found money, you know, by the Har Abayas, you definitely could assume that it's chulin and that it's non-sacred. What about Yerushalayim? You found money in Yerushalayim, but you didn't find it in front of the animal merchants. You found it just whatever in the street, not in front of anything in particular. So it depends. B'shas Ragel, if you found it during the Yom Tovim, then Ma'aser, it's Ma'aser Sheni, because the people who come up on Yom Tov to bring their karbanos, they would bring this money as well as Ma'aser Sheni money. And since most of the money in their hands was Ma'aser Sheni, we assume that's from them it fell. And we don't go after most of the year. Why don't we go after Rov Hashanah most of the year, right? Because the marketplaces in Yerushalayim were swept every single day. So even if the money fell before Yom Tov, right? So then Hayyidin Soz Mikvar, they would have been found already. So the fact they weren't found yet, the money is falling down now, right? If it's during the time of the Yom Tovim, we'll assume that's going to be Ma'aser Sheni. Whereas by the Har Abayas, so they never swept, because it was in a very, very high place, and the wind would come and sweep the Har Abayas. And in addition, people were not allowed to go there with dust on their feet. So it wasn't a problem of dust, and they weren't sweeping it. So therefore, by the Har Abayas, we could go after the majority of the year, and even if it was found during Yom Tov, we assume that it's chul and that it's non-sacred. And finally, Ubishar Kol Yemos Hashana, but if you found the money in Yerushalayim in all the other days of the year, and you just found it, you know, in a regular spot, not in front of the animal merchants, and it wasn't during Yom Tov, it was just during the year in general. So then Chulin, we assume that it's non-sacred because we go after the rov, the majority, and generally majority, in this kind of case, where it's in Yerushalayim, not in front of the merchants, during the rest of the year, we assume we go after the majority of the rest of the year, and therefore it wouldn't be sacred. It wouldn't be Ma'aser Sheni, it would just be plain Chulin, non-sacred coins. Okay, moving on to Mishnah Gemara. Basar shenimsa bazara, if meat was found in the azara. So if it's avarin, if the meat was cut up into like avarim, into these like separate limbs, like the way they would cut up a carbon ola before they brought it on the mizbeach, olos, then we assume that this basar is a carbon ola and it's totally burnt on the mizbeach. If it's vachatichos, but if the basar is cut up in the azara, mechutoch lachatichos, meaning it's cut up in a way that you could see they were cutting it up to be eaten. So then, chataos. We assume that this meat is a chatas or a asham, because these two specific karbanos were belvad, just these two karbanos, were eaten by the kohanim in the azara. And therefore, if it looks like it was cut up to be eaten and has that kind of slice in it, then we assume it's a chatas or an asham. But even so, we're going to see that they actually didn't eat it. I'll explain in a second why. Even though the chatas and the asham were the karbanos that we eat, and this meat is cut up in a way that you can see they were ready to eat it. Here they won't eat it. I'll explain in a moment why. Next case, be Yerushalayim. If the meat was found in Yerushalayim outside the Azara, so then Zivche Shlamim, we assume that this meat is for a carbon Shlamim. Zavizeh, whether you found meat in the Azara, whether you found meat in Yerushalayim outside the Azara, Te'ubar Tzurasai V'yetz Lebisa Sfifa, let its face become like old and then burn it. So what does this mean? It means like this. It's us, it's prohibited to eat this meat, right? In both cases, it's always going to be prohibited. And we're going to say, if it's always going to be prohibited, then who cares which carbon it's from? And we'll see exactly why. L'vishen nifsal ma'achmas ha'tzachadas became possible, became invalid, because of hetzachadas. It was, you know, lying around, no one was watching it, something could have happened to it, and therefore it becomes invalid. Aval bad aslo sof, you can't burn it until it's totally invalid. Because you can't just burn a carbon because you have a doubt, right? That you can't do that. So you have to know for sure that it's invalid. Then once you know it's for sure it's invalid, only then can you burn it. So the hilchah, therefore, manich masar, they would leave it achdu bar turaso, which means until it becomes possible because of nosar, right? The halacha is that if you leave something, a carbon overnight, depending on what kind of carbon it is, it becomes nosar leftovers, and then there's a mitzvah to burn it. And then you'll be able to burn it. So now we're going to say that what's the difference between basar that's found in the Azara, the basar that's found in Yerushalayim. Right? If they're both being burnt, what's the difference, you know, which carbon we attribute it to? So here's the difference. Basar that's found in the Azara, that kind of meat we assume is from a chatas, or from an asham. Shezman akhila, so that the time to eat those karbanos that normally kohanim could eat it. So the time to eat it is yom v'layla, day and night. So therefore, if you found it, v'nimsa shalachar, v'nimsa shalamachar, mutalasorfo. So if once you wait a day and a night, the next day already you could burn this kind of meat. Whereas meat that's found in Yerushalayim, that we assume it's a carbon shlamim, that's actually eaten for 2 days and one night, and therefore that's ibur turasa, to make it have a din of no sort of leftovers to be able to burn it, you'd have to wait till the third day, because this type of meat has 2 days and one night to be eaten from it. So therefore you'd actually have to wait till the third day to burn it. So here you see the difference between meat that's found in the Azara to meat that's found in Yerushalayim. If it was found in Yerushalayim, you have to wait till the third day to burn it. If it was found in the Azara, you can already burn it on the next day from when you find it. So here's the difference. But of course, in both cases, even if it's a chatas or an asham, which normally kohanim could eat, they can't eat it over here because it was hesachadas, it was left unattended, and we're afraid something happened to it. So whether we assume this meat is for a carbon ola, so that's, you know, totally burned on the mizbeach, whether we assume it's a machatas, an asham, or a shlamim, which actually the three of them really can be eaten by kohanim, those will also be burnt. The difference, again, is that one would have to wait till the next day, one would have to wait till the third day. And lastly, nimtza b'gvul, and if you found meat in the cities of Klal Yisrael outside Yerushalayim. So if it's avar, and if the meat is cut up like avar, like into limbs, nevelos, we assume that maybe this meat became a nevela, became not kosher, because it was this way, you cut it up into like these different limbs to throw it to the dogs. So we assume it's an avela, you know, it was hit by a car, you know, it's not kosher. Chatichos, but if it's cut up into chatichos, ketana, small pieces, then mutaros, we say, is permitted, because a person is not going to be matriach to cut up the meat into these small pieces unless he wants to eat it. But this is only, of course, also if this whole city is comprised of Jews. But if it's a city that has gayim in it, then even small pieces that would look like they're edible, and that's why the person cut it up, it'd be asur also. You would not be able to eat it. And during the times of the Yom Tov, when there's a lot of meat, right, and you don't cut it up into small pieces to eat it, rather you just cook up the limbs, you know, you cook it up in a pot, then af evarin mutarin, so now even the evarin, the limbs, normally you think it's meant to be thrown to a dog, would be permitted to eat if you found these evarim, because when there's a lot of meat during the Yom Tovim, so they would take these limbs and cook it up in a pot. So therefore now you're not just taking the limbs and throwing it to the dog, you're using it to cook in a pot to in honor of the Yom Tov, and therefore then you would be able to eat even these evarim, even these limbs, because of the circumstances, and that wraps up our Mishnah for today.